The team is four K-High kids and their, let's call him Coach Bill Wicker.
This crew is amazingly dedicated. They're here at 8:30 in the morning on time, and they stay till 11 at night.
Over the course of the Clark Cochran Christmas Classic, the team produced 24 basketball games.
Multi-camera shoots in 720 HDP, so 720p, so it's pretty cool.
Three cameramen and women are courtside filming. All the cameras feed into a big monitor in a small dark room on the second floor overlooking the gym. Next to the big TV are two laptop computers, a control board, a lot of wires, and Austin DeWitt Williams.
I'm on board because I'm the most experienced out of us. Mostly because Wicker doesn't want to just be here micromanaging.
DeWitt Williams watches all the camera views, chooses the best angle to broadcast, and updates the scoreboard that overlays on the stream. Over the course of the tournament, Wicker was in and out of the control room, and for the most part, the students were on top of the action. But Wicker didn't hesitate to help them improve.
Bad camera shot, Austin.
The tournament was the first time the media team charged for their product, a live stream. For $3, viewers could watch all day from anywhere with an internet connection.
We'll make enough to pay these guys and maybe a little bit more. So, and we're working on ways to just sustain our program. They're not getting rich doing it, but they are learning a lot.
A few years ago, this kind of learning was integrated into a class at K-High, but the equipment became outdated and the teacher was no longer available. The program came back to life a few years later with new grant-funded technical equipment. The kids are now learning from real experience.
They're moving in. I guess just stay out of the way and don't get hit. Don't get hit.
This year, the K-High media crew began working with Ketchikan Public Utilities instead of alongside them. The partnership offers the students experience with professionals and gives KPU a lot more camera angles.
Like, if you'll notice, camera 3 zooms in a lot more on players as they move along. That's what KPU wants.
Wicker says the live stream is a service that many appreciate.
Folks that can't get to the game for whatever reason, or they're traveling or whatever, it gives them a way to watch their kids or still support us.
The K-High media team and KPU have plans to hopefully expand their coverage to include soccer, baseball, softball, football, and other events in the district. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.